Have you ever wondered how a website is developed? To design a simple website, all required is knowledge of HTML and CSS. As developers put it, HTML is your content, JavaScript adds interaction, but the appearance comes down to CSS. But before you leap into learning CSS, you need to clearly understand how CSS works, how it differs from HTML, and many more. So, without further ado, get the ball rolling today with Mars Devs. First, what is CSS? CSS is used to style documents written in a markup language like HTML. The latest version is CSS 3. It was created in 1994 by H. Conwiam Lai, who also worked at CERN, the same research center that created HTML and the Internet. Decades later, CSS language is as vital as ever to building websites. Where is it used? CSS can be used for extremely simple text styles in documents, such as changing the color and size of headings and links. That means it can be used to design a layout, such as transforming a single column of text into a layout with a primary content section and a sidebar for supplementary information. It can even be used to create effects like animation. But does it differ from HTML? HTML and CSS work together to create the web pages we know and love. However, these are unique languages. It's vital to know their functions. Hypertext markup language HTML explains the web page contents, such as text, photos, links, videos, and HTML folder notes all the things on a page but won't mention how it looks in a browser. As we now know, CSS monitors the visual aesthetics of these elements. It assures that HTML content is portrayed to users as preferred by designers. As developers explain, if HTML were the engine components of a car, CSS is the body style, the paintwork. CSS is for styling that reveals your data, but HTML is for mentioning its structure meaning. It can modify your content's font, size, color spacing, divide it into multiple columns, or include animations, other elements. Since we have clarified the basics, let's move to the outlook of CSS works, what it entails. CSS has a simple English-oriented syntax with a set of rules. As mentioned, HTML isn't designed for style components slash page markup, but was created to describe the content simply. But how do you format the paragraph? CSS syntax is much simpler. It has a selector, a declaration block. You pick an element, mention what you want to do with it. However, there are some ground rules to be followed. Don't worry, the structure rules are rather basic. The selector identifies the HTML components to be styled. One or more declarations are separated by semicolons in the declaration block. Each declaration has a colon-separated list of CSS property names and values. A semicolon always ends CSS declarations, and curly braces encircle declaration blocks. So, how do you start learning? Learning CSS is easy, provided you learn the right way. CSS becomes more of a trial-and-error process if you don't have a solid understanding of the fundamentals. You'll try multiple values for different properties and eventually settle on one that comes near what you're looking for without understanding how it works. The right way. If you're new to web development, start with HTML basics before moving on to CSS. Read the theory on CSS, how it works in the browser, and basic syntax usage before diving into CSS. Learn about the various types of style sheets, their variances, selectors, and fundamental stylings, such as font size, width, and height. Once you've mastered them, learn the CSS box model's fundamentals and properties, such as margin, border, and padding. Then, move on to processes like how to add images and how to change font and color. And learn about pseudo classes and combinators and alike. CSS can't produce any errors. If you don't get the styles right, it silently breaks the UI. As a result, learning how to use DevTools is fundamental. Chrome DevTools is an excellent resource for web developers. It includes many useful capabilities for debugging your website in reality and performance monitoring tools like Lighthouse. Et voila! Now, you know enough to create a basic website. But you should begin practicing by creating small websites. Because if you jump into developing a real-world application, you will face various obstacles. For your practice, you can create a small website for a resort, an image gallery, a blog, or a few basic elements of your favorite social networking platform, such as Facebook or Instagram. What comes when you've mastered CSS? Of course, JavaScript. So, wait for the right time to start and start your CSS journey today with Mars Devs. Follow us in our upcoming episode if you want to learn more about the world of technology, about web development. Do you have more tips about the fantastic journey to the tech world? Share with us in the comments.